Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, commuters faced traffic congestion on Brisbane roads this morning following a crash and the closure of streets because of a planned protest. Paramedics responded to a two-vehicle crash on Hale Street near Kensington Parade and the Inner City Bypass at about 6:20 a.m. A woman was transported in a stable condition to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital, while a second person involved declined assessment. Tuesday was the Queensland Government's first sitting day of 2024, and Premier Stephen Miles said in Parliament there is renewed vigour and focus on the people of Queensland. This week, Labor will introduce legislation to lift Queensland's emissions reductions targets, and they will set up a parliamentary inquiry into supermarket pricing. The opposition is currently refining their question time strategy, planning to question Labor's record, especially with crime. In national news, the first water buybacks under the Albanese government have been agreed at the cost of $205 million for 26 gigalitres a year. Federal legislation last year removed a cap on the amount of water that can be purchased to meet environmental water targets across the Murray-Darling Basin. There are hundreds more gigalitres to be allocated to the environment across the basin before 2027. Lawyers have retaliated Corrective Services Minister Paul Papalia for his criticism of a judge's sentencing of a juvenile detainee. A 17-year-old who pleaded guilty to three counts of assaulting staff in detention was given a 12-month sentence but no specific penalty. Mr. Papalia was critical of the outcome, saying there was no consequence. Law Society Vice President Gary Mack said, quote, "It is not the role of a member of the executive to undermine the decision of a judicial officer. It undermines the administration of justice and the public confidence of the justice system," end quote. In international news, the Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. By one vote on Tuesday, the House approved two articles of impeachment accusing Mr. Mayorkas of not enforcing U.S. immigration laws. Republicans argue this has led to record flows of immigrants across the border. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.